We're up to Siman Samech Tes Se'it Yud Zayin. Based on the Gemara, says in Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Remember that Ka'ar Shemalch Babasar Aser Lechol Baroteach. If you salted meat in some sort of kli, that kli is treif and can't use it for hot food anymore. So the mainstream opinion is what we saw yesterday. That means if you salt in a kli she'eino menukav, then the blood collects there and it's kavush in the tzir, and obviously the kli becomes treif. But does that also include salting the kli menukav? What if you salt the right way and there's holes and the blood drips out? Does that also get absorbed into the kli? So that's not 100% clear. On the one hand, you could say whether you're salting in a kli menukav or in a menukav, either way, malicha makes the blia go into the kli. Or you could say no. Malicha only makes the blia go into the kli if it's tzir, if it's collecting in a menukav. But if it's menukav, maybe malicha doesn't make the dam go into the kli. And that's the first day in the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Yud Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, Avalim hu menukav, motu lechabu afilu roteach, if you salt in the kli menukav, kedasu kedin, that kli is totally kosher. You can use it even to eat hot food. Because, why? Normally, someone remind me, what is the rule of a malicha lekele mean? Malicha doesn't take taste out of a kli, but does put taste into a kli. So the Shachan has explained, because we have a rule that we'll see in Siman Ayin, we'll really get into all these rules and put them together, called Dam Mishrak Shark. Right? It's in the Taz here, Mem Fez, and the Stum of the Shach, Samach Tes. Dam Mishrak Shark means Dam is slippery. If you think that a Dam is actually, it's somehow it's thick and doesn't get absorbed so easily, so the Dam slips off. So if the Dam, of course, if it's a yesterday's shear, if the cliche ain't a menukav, right, and the dam is collected there, there's a gallon of dam there, then it can't slip off. It's just collected there. But if it's a kli with holes in it, or a slanted kli, kadasu kadin, then the blood just slips off and doesn't get absorbed into the kli. Dam mishrik sharik. So that's the mainstream opinion. Almost all the Rishonim say, if you salt properly, the kli doesn't absorb at all. The yesh osrim roteach, but there's a yesh omrim. When the Gemara says the kli becomes treifim, even if it's a kli menukav, even if it has holes in it, still the malicha is mavliya the dam into the kli. And the Rambam passes yesh zar lechachila uvediyeved. Mutter, that lechatchila, we treat this kli as treif, right? As again, what's our suffix? Our suffix is, do we say dam mishrik shark, it slips off the kli, or do we say it's nibble into the kli? So lechatchila, we treat this kli as treif. So if someone actually salts meat in their house, like your grandmothers did, and they have whatever kli that they always put the meat on to salt, lechatchila, you treat that kli as treif. But b'diavad, if you actually did put hot food in that kli, it would be okay, because the mainstream, the rove, Rishonim hold that it doesn't absorb the dam, but l'chachilo, we are machvir. The Shach and Taz point out that the Maharshal is a little more machvir, assumes even b'dievet it's usher, like the Rabbeinu Peretz, in kli cheres, and we're machvir like that. The Shach and Taz are machvir, then in kli cheres, since clay cheres are so porous, we're even more mad, we say even bidyevit, it will become treif, and if you put your food there, it will treif it up. So halacha lemaisa, if you actually have, like you're in a house where they salt meat, and they have the clay they salt the meat on, if it's made of cheres, then that's considered totally treif. If you put your hot food there, your food will be treif. But if it's made of any other material, which it likely is nowadays, then l'chachili treated as treif, but bidyevit, if you put food on it, it's okay. Okay, fairly straightforward, I think. Yudches, basar shenimlach with klisha in a menukav. Two seasons, yeah.
Could you use it again to salt?
Yes, you can use it again. Even if it's a kli cheres, you can use it again to salt. Because salting doesn't get taste out of a kli. But you can't use it for hot food. That's why he says, yesh osim broteach. It's only us used for hot food, not for salting, even though your question is salting is like broteach, but you can use it for salt. Two sifim ago, we saw if you salt improperly in a kli she'eino menukav and you get a pool of blood, that the kli becomes treif. What about the meat? So basar shenimlach mekli sheinu menuka v'shav bo kashir sheyitnu mayim alo esh v'yatchilu l'artiyach kol mashen imenu betzir asur la'ochlo afilu tzli. So if you salt in kli sheinu menukav and it sits there for the amount of time it takes to boil water on the stove, the Achronim explain, it means like to boil this meat and water on the stove. Then, just like we saw in Siman Kof Hei, right, if you have something in salty liquid, for the sheer of how long it would take to boil it up, then that's considered kavash, and it becomes all permeated as if you cooked it. So here also, it's as if you cooked it. Therefore, kol mashim men betzir aslachu afilu tzli, anything that's in the tzir is asr to eat, even roasted, and even though we saw earlier there's machlokas, if you're kovish meat, whether roasting could still get the dam out, that's if you're kovish in water. But if you're kovish mitzir, that's brachavar, and everyone agrees that if meat is kovish mitzir, it's soaking in salty brine, that gets the dam so ingrained in that it'll never come out again, not through melicha, not through tzli, not in any way, and it is totally trash.
We spoke about at the end of last year my focus of whether or not the brine that comes out during Malifa that pools will also shear kvisha.
That's whether shear kvisha, brine to shear kvisha will get taste out of a kli. Because okay. Malifa doesn't taste out of it, but get taste out of a kli. So how about brine to shear kvisha? Will that get taste out of a kli or not? Here, we're not talking about, we're not dealing with that yet, although that'll come a little later in the class. So, everything, all the part that's under the tzir level is usher to eat even tzli. V'chelek ha-chaticha shechotz l'tzir ein usher mimenu elek de klipa v'afilu im yesh ba shuman. So this is a machlokas rishonim. The mechaber is paskening like the rush. All right, let's get our case again. Here you have some fool who salted in a... Obviously, in real life, those pieces of meat would have to be touching each other, else they would just fall. The salt in the kli, she'enu manuka. Here, down here, is all collected, pooled tzir, meaning brine of blood. So, according to the mechaber, who passes like the rush, you draw the line like this. Whatever's below this is usher, because it's kavash in the tzir. Whatever's above is not kavash. Because if it's not in the liquid, it has to be kavash. So whatever's above that line, you just take off a klipa from what's above that line. And the rest is mutter. So you just cut all these klipas, a klipa above the sea level of the tzir. And the rest is mutter. And even if these are fatty, we don't say the fat might travel up and down, but even though the fat became chanan through the dam, it doesn't matter, because if the dam can't go up above the water level or the tzir level, then even if the fat might, the shuman might be able to go up, it doesn't asur. Okay, that's the mechaber. However, the Ramah is machmer like Rabbeinu Peretz. V'yesh osrim kol hachaticha afilu ma shechotz litzir. Right, there are a few chomers. First, the Ramah says that... The Ramah says that not only according to the Mechaber, only this part is usher. According to the Ramah, like Rabbeinu Peretz, even the top of each piece is usher. The Ramah admits that the pieces that are totally out of the tzir are mutter, but he says the whole piece is usher. Why did he say the whole piece is usher? Not because kavush causes the dam to go up above the level of the kvisha. No. Kavush cannot cause anything to travel above the level of the kvisha. We saw that in Siman Kof Hei, that if something is kavush, it's only usher up to the water level. What's above is not become usher. So why did the Ramah say the top half of this chaticha becomes usher? What? No, because even though there's shamnunis here, and even though that shamnunis became chanan because of dam, but ein haneser yochel eser el machmish iser yochel leilochel sham, and if the dam can't go up, neither can the shamnunis. So the Shach explains, I mean, this is the portion of the parents with the Ramah, gets it from that the problem is, let's take this piece again, right?
here's the piece. And here's where it's getting full of dam, that sear is bringing dam into it.
Now, it doesn't go up, right? It only goes up because they cleave it. It doesn't go up.
But this is still being salted. When it's being salted, what happened? The blood starts flowing. And then it can't flow down anymore.
Because it can't flow into the bottom of the chaticha, because the bottom of the chaticha is saturated, right? If you pour liquid through something, through a sponge, the bottom is saturated, the liquid will be stuck in the top of the sponge. So the salt starts, the dam starts moving out of the chaticha because of salting. And then it gets stuck in a traffic jam because, you know, there's the tzir here. So all the traffic is backed up of the dam. So what do we call that? Dam shapir shimakom lamakom. The Rama answers it because of, right, Yeshomer, meaning that's not just the Yeshomer, that's what we hold. He says then, the Rama answers it because of Dam Shapir Shemakom Lamakom. That's the Svara of the Rama. In which case, you could ask, what's the Svara of the Mechaber? But according to the Shach that we saw, maybe it was yesterday, this is the Ma'a said, there'd be a pattern, this is the Mechaber of Amal Shitase. Right, we saw in Se'if, Yud Aleph. Thank you. That it's Epsher that one interpretation is that the Mechaber held Dam Shapir Shemakom Lamakom Acher Misa's Mutter. The Rama held Dam Shapir Shemakom Lamakom Acher Misa's Aser. So maybe Lashitase here, maybe the Mechaber. It's unclear. You could say he just didn't think it would be Pirsh Makom Lamakom. He thought it would go out the sides. That's a big machlokas. But maybe the Mechaber held, who cares if it's Pirsh Makom Lamakom? I don't hold that's a problem. And the Rama held, no, Pirsh Makom Lamakom is a problem. So it might be Lishi Tase. The Shach doesn't explicate here. So that's what we hold. We obviously hold like the Rama. We Ashkenazim, that whole piece would be usher if you did that. Then he continues. A few more chumers. Even if it was only salted a little, the way you salt meat before you roast it, not really the shear of Malicha. Even if it wasn't, meaning even if you didn't put a lot of salt, you only put a little salt, like the way people do before they roast meat, it's still usher. And the logic is, the Achronim explain, because even though if you salt meat a little, the meat doesn't become so salty, but still the blood that comes out of it is very salty, because the blood that comes out is fused chemically with the salt, and therefore whatever blood comes out of it is very salty, so even if the meat is taka not so salty, but the tzir is salty, and if the tzir is salty, and it's kavush and salty tzir, then it's kavush. Second chomer, third chomer, v'afidu lo shashir malicha rak ma'at, achinir tzir v'kli, even if it didn't sit for 18 minutes, even if it just sat for 2 minutes and or 1 minute, long enough for there to be a pool of liquid in the kli, even if it only sat for very little time, it's still usher. V'chein agim ein l'shanos. That's our minhag, and I mean, that's minhag Ashkenaz. No way around that. So our three chomers again. Number one, even the top of the chaticha is treif because the dam is pure shemakom lamakom and gets stuck in a traffic jam. Number two, even if you only salted a little, then the meat isn't so salty. Like the meat is nechel machos milcha, but still the sear will always be salty, even if it was only caused by a little salt. And three, even if it didn't sit like the mechaber says, for the amount of time it takes to boil it up in a pot, even if it only sat for however long it took for the sear to form, that's still going to be. And even though normally in siman kopei, we say that it's not considered kavush until it sits. It's not considered kavush until it sits for the shear b'chleishi b'nenu ala eisha b'yaskal artiyah. But over here, when you're in the middle of salting the meat, and I mean the easiest way to explain this, Rama, although within the Rishon it might get complicated, if the Rama is worried about the blood being pierced muck and lock and getting stuck in a traffic jam, then it makes perfect sense. I don't care how long it sat. If it sat long enough that there's a pool of liquid, then it's going to be saturated and it's in, or the dam is going to pierce the lockum and get stuck and have nowhere to go. So even if it's less than the normal shear of kavush, remember, in siman kopei it's only kavush after X minutes, however long it takes to boil it up. Yeah, and the some people say 18 minutes, so the Ad Yehuda here sort of proves that it's less than that. I don't know, you have to ask my wife how many minutes it takes to boil it up. But
even if it sat for less than 5 minutes. In this case, since the dam is going to start moving with the malicha immediately and then get stuck in the traffic jam when it hits, the saturation of the water level, of the brine level, it'll be trait right away. So you're in big trouble if you salt in a klisha eino minuka. And that's how we paskin. When we come up, eino oser rak oser chatich v'nachas l'matim klivim v'gaz v'tzir v'al sharech chatich v'sholan and lachin ima mutaros v'e hachi nahod. Only the piece that's totally in the tzir or partially in the tzir will be oser. The pieces that are up in airspace just resting on the other pieces will be mutter. Because those pieces, the dominant of that, and we'll just have plenty of room to drip out, right? Those pieces are really, if you think about it, in a manukav, because there are holes underneath them for the dominant to drip out of. So those pieces are besager. And we certainly don't say, like, the dominant comes through here and goes into these, because dominant's not fatty, so it's not going to be go from chaticha to chaticha without rotev. So the other pieces are besager. Okay. We try to avoid this. Apparently, this used to happen all the time. Any other questions? Yud Tes. Acher shenimlach habasar v'hudach. This we already learned. We already mentioned Bal Peh. Acher shenimlach habasar v'hudach. Motu litno afilu b'mayim she'inam rotchin. V'yesh v'shamatzrech litno b'mayim rotchin. V'aminikus for v'shono v'chein ikar. After, once the meat has been salted, you can put it in any temperature water. Yesh v'hu's the yesh v'shamatzrech. The Rambam says you have to, what was the word? Sear, right? You have to sear it in boiling water. Because he held all the dam didn't come out, you had to sear it in. But the minhag is like the first, even the Mechaber puts 2 days, the minhag is like the first day. Our minhag is, and as we proved earlier, not like the Ra'ah, that even if you put in cold water and heat it up, it'll get seared. Our minhag is that all the blood came out during, we assume all the dam came out during salting. So our minhag is, once it's salted, all the dam is out, you can do whatever you want with it. You can cook it however you want. In the Dr. Moshe, it's an even stronger law, so not just the minhag is against the Rambam. It says, Lo ra'isi mi shechosh shalat. We never heard of anyone who's machmer like the Rambam. I know about the Tema Nim. They probably are, but I guess within the belt of anyone who, most Jews had heard of, he never heard of anyone being machmer like this Rambam. And even nowadays, I don't think very many people are machmer. I never heard of anyone being machmer like the Rambam. Well, I'm sure there's someone out there. Again, I'm not sure Lamaisa what the Temanim do. I haven't asked the Temanim, but assuming that, like a lot of other things, at least some Temanim follow everything in the Rambam, then the Temanim can't eat meat in anyone's house. What can he do? Okay, Nunu. He can still have steak. He just can't have cholent or meatballs, or anything that's cooked. Okay, that's life. I don't know, does anyone know what Temanim do, Lamaisa? I don't know. Okay. Simon Seif Chaf. Seif Chaf is the famous Maisa Darashi. A Maisa, what's happened in Rashi's house? As follows. Basar shenimlach v'shar kidei melicha v'nasnu achar ka v'chli b'lo hadacha. Basar is nimlach and it sat for the proper shear of, we say l'chachil, an hour, 18 minutes, whatever the shear was. I guess you have to know what Rashi shita was. Whatever the shear was, it was salted long enough. And then, of course, you're supposed to do hadacha afterwards. They forgot to do hadacha afterwards, and they put it, now if they forgot to do hadacha afterwards and put in a kli manuka, then it'll just continue salting. And when they remember, they'll do hadacha. But they messed up, they forgot to do hadacha afterwards, they put it in a barrel, kli she'ina manuka, they came back the next morning, there was in a pool of red stuff. So that, sort of seems suspicious. So what's the din? So basar shenimlach b'shak kidei melicha. So it was salted properly. Then asnu acharka, they picked it up and forgot to wash it b'chli b'lo hadacha into a kli, meaning a regular kli she'eino manuka without hadacha. But it's mali mitzir and it got full of brine. Mutter Rashi paskin. This might actually happen. I think Tosfos might even say it happened in Rashi's house, right? In Rashi's house. It might actually happen, and Rashi was matirat, and many other Rishonim agreed with him, such as the Rush and others. They agreed Taka Rashi was right for being matirat. Why? Why was he matirat? So, two steps. Right? Rashi assumes two things. Number one, what about the fact that sitting in a pool of red stuff? All the blood came out in the first 18 minutes when it was sitting on a klei menuchah. Now, whatever came out in this barrel afterwards is just mohel, it's gravy, not salt, right? So number one is that the mohel hayotze achar shir l'licha is not dam. Which makes a lot of sense, the way we paskin, right? We paskin, the melicha gets all the dam out. So it makes sense, you could get out of it, we'll see. But it makes sense to say that, well, if melicha gets all the dam out, and whatever comes out afterwards, it might have a reddish color, because after all, meat is a similar color to dam. But it's not dam. You know, again, I don't know what the chemists would tell, but halachically, it's not dam. But that doesn't justify Rashi yet. That's obvious. That doesn't justify Rashi yet, because even granted, that whole pool it's sitting in is not dam, but what's the problem?
Salt and
there was salt and blood on it. There was a little layer of salt and dam on it when you took it off the melicha, and if you then soaked it, it was kavush with a little layer of salt and dam, and if there was a shishim kenegdo, then you'll be in trouble. So what about that? So
after 18 minutes, the salt doesn't have enough power.
Okay, good. What about the layer of dam and melach on the surface? If you didn't wash it, clearly there's some blood on the surface. That's pashut, because we all know if you would have cooked it right away, you would need shishim kenegdo l'dam. So there are three explanations for what Rashi's logic is. Apparently Rashi didn't say, Rashi probably did say, but no one passed that Masorah along. So what's the logic of, what's three ways to explain Rashi's logic? So, doctor?
You can't make it seer after 18 minutes.
What do you mean? There is blood there in the salt.
The blood is not, the salt is not salty.
Great, exactly. The salt loses its power after melicha, and it's not meliach karoteach. Right? In a chanami, there's blood and salt on it. But after the salt used up all its power salting the meat for the proper length of time, the salt lost its saltiness, it lost its chemical power, therefore it's as if it's sitting in cold liquid for less than 24 hours. If it sits in cold liquid for less than 24 hours, then in a chanami, it's sitting there with blood. But there's no way to transfer the ta'am because it's not hot and it's not salty. Oh, it is salty. No, the salt lost its power after that time. But if you remember in Siman Sadi Aleph, the Rambam said, Yesh omrim emliach karoteach, that the salt loses its power after 18 minutes and it's no longer karoteach. So maybe Rashi is like that Yesh omrim, or at least, right, this is a dion over there and over here, loses its power after melicha, at least when it actually remove blood. Like maybe Taka, the Rama says, we're not soaking at all in the day. Or the Shah said, we don't assume at all salt loses its power after 18 minutes. But at least if you stomp, put salt on a cucumber, maybe it won't lose its power after 18 minutes. But at least when it got all the dam out, which is a very, very difficult work, if you'll excuse my anthropomorphism, if it worked to get all the dam out, by the time it got all the dam out, it lost its power. So therefore, it's not roteach anymore. It's actually a whole dion in the Taz. Can you rely on this reason alone? I'll
point this out. I'll come back to it.
Okay, that's one explanation. Did any of these colors write wrong? Anyone give me another explanation? Who gives this explanation? Tosfos. Anyone want to give me another explanation of Tosfos? As to why the soaking afterwards and the salty brine doesn't go back in the mouth, leave that layer, bloody layer back into the meat? No. I mean, then you'd have to measure, but that wouldn't be automatic. It wouldn't be home free. So another explanation Tosfos gives is that the dam after melicha, the dam is trapped in the salt and can't come out. Now this doesn't mean any dam salt. It only means after shir melicha. right? Once the salt has sat there for 18 minutes and drawn all the blood inside it, the blood is so drawn inside the salt that it can't come out of the salt anymore, so it can't go into the meat. The dam is stuck in the salt and can't get back into the meat. That's another hesber for Rashi, maybe. Also Tosfos. And then, interestingly, the Shach here and the Bach have a different hesber. I'm not sure exactly why they didn't say like either there's beer and Tosfos. It seems to be they're saying something different. The Shach here is in Sifkutin, I think I can test. I think that's here. He says exactly. Remember what happened, we said, b'diavad? If you put the salt, the meat with this bloody layer in a little water, what happened? The water took away the saltiness of the salt, right? The water is mevatel koach hamelach. So to here, since after 18 minutes, gravy comes out, gravy is taka mild, and the gravy, within 18 minutes, the dam that comes out is still very salty. But after 18 minutes, gravy comes out, and the gravy is not so salty, so it dilutes the saltiness of the salt, and the whole seer that it's sitting in now is taka not going to be salty. So the mohel, which means gravy, dilutes the saltiness of the salt. And it's not that the salt used up its saltiness. It's that taka, the salt, in and of itself, could still have the power of groteach. But when you mix it, when a lot of gravy comes out, that gravy dilutes the saltiness of the salt, so it's not groteach anymore. David.
Maybe I'm nitpicking, but seer isn't by definition salty or hard or something?
Then it's mali meat seer. So,
the shop says, mikol mavam batel hu bit seer.
Right, so...
So I just don't know what that
means. Right, so usually we use seer to mean a salty liquid.
Like that it would be kavush in
seer. Right, that's what usually we mean, but over here he's using a lav davka. Yeah. Generally that is what seer means. So that's Rashi. And let's read the Mechaber again in light of this. Mutter. Why? Because it's sitting in non-blood. Even though there's a little dam on the surface, one of these three reasons, it doesn't get nivla back in. Either the salt lost its power, or maybe the salt still has its power, but it got diluted by gravy, or maybe the salt still has power, but the dam is trapped in the salt, and the dam can't escape. According to this, therefore, this makes a lot of sense. Not only is this piece of meat sitting in its own gravy mutter, if any other piece of meat, like you just drop a piece of meat into this barrel and it lands in this seer, normally, think about it. If you are in the middle of salting in a kli she'eino menukah, then any meat falls into the seer, that'll become usher. But over here, just like the meat itself doesn't become usher from its own seer, any piece of meat that falls into it after 18 minutes, will not become usher in the tzir. The yesh misha oser b'zeh b'zeh v'yesh lochish lo l'chachila. However, there is a yesh misha oser. Tosfos concludes, not the only one, but Tosfos concludes that Tosfos is, he's not so so clear about it. He says, the minig is still to be machmir. And if you're showing right that we're machmir on this, so, it says, Yesh Misha Oser, and what is the Mechaber's, what is the Mechaber's Pshara? The Mechaber's Pshara is, Lechachila Ishmi Machmer, means Lechachila. Don't let it sit in its own gravy, do a Hadach Achrona. Once you do it in a Hadach Achrona, it will stop producing gravy, because it won't be salty anymore. And it won't produce one piece of gravy. So, Lechachila, do a Hadach Achrona before you put it in a barrel or in a plastic bag or something, or in a pot. But b'di'evid, we rely on Rashi. That is the Mechaber's Pshara. And what does the Rama say, one second? The Yesh Oser Afilu b'di'evid. Says, what do you mean? Yesh Oser me even b'di'evid. I mean, the Mechaber also knew Yesh Oser b'di'evid. The Mechaber just was only Choshesh l'chachila. Everyone knows the Yesh Oser Master b'di'evid. But the Rama says, we'll throw a bone to the Yesh Oser and be Machaber l'chachila. The Rama says, no, we'll take the Yesh Oser very seriously. Afilu b'di'evid, somewhat very seriously, k'dei klipa v'hachi nahog. He says that
One second. That yesh osrim, everything b'di'eved k'dei klipa. What is this? He takes the osrim very seriously. He says, no, maybe it really will absorb dam. But even though normally we say kamash b'tzira should be like kamash and absorb the whole thing, well, we won't be so machmir. We'll compromise and say k'dei klipa. For k'dei klipa, we'll compromise and say maybe it will aser, but it won't aser the whole thing. And the Taz goes to Marshal, the super machmir, says, nope. We even b'di'eved even aser the whole thing. So there are lemaisa, there are four shitas. I mean, count Rashi. Rashi says totally mutter. The mechaber says aser lechatchila mutter b'di'eved. The Ramah says aser b'di'eved k'dei klipa. Even though why the klipa, that really shouldn't make so much sense, because if it's really kavush, kavush should aser the whole thing, not just the k'dei klipa. But that's his pshara. And the Maharshal, quoted the Shachan Tazir, says, Aser b'di'eved hulo, that the whole piece is Aser b'di'eved, and l'maisa, we're machmer like the Maharshal. Okay, that's in terms of psak. Although we haven't finished the svaras yet. Yes?
There's a little bit of blood on the side of the meat. So if the blood then joins into the water, into the boil, at the end of the day, that blood is faster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even if it's under 24 hours, surely you're worried that it's going to go into the cracks of the leak?
Shouldn't we worry
that... You have a little liquid that has some dom in it, and...
I mean, so we'll wash out the cracks of the meat.
Isn't there a whole discussion
that if it's peely, if the meat has peely or it's metubal, so here it's not. So what would we say in this case? Aren't we worried that, like the Yonah, the Nafal, the Kimcha, at least not the Mechaber, at least for the Ramah, that it'll be totally usher if the meat has cracks, which it might not? I don't know. I never saw wrong. Maybe you'll say inechanami if it does have cracks, but it usually doesn't. I don't know. Or the truth is it's not a problem for the Ramah himself. The Ramah himself said it was only a problem if it was cooked. The Gra ended up passing if I recall correctly. I'm like you're suggesting. So the answer might be inechanami, or maybe here when it's still being polled, it's toward the miflat, and maybe that would change the equation. I'm not sure.
But according to this, Tosis is a star. But there's also, maybe this is related to Elias, but there's also dam ben. It's not in the salt. No?
No. According to this, all the dam is trapped in the salt. There's no dam that's not trapped in salt.
There's no dam on the outside that's not trapped in salt.
Exactly.
Why do you need a dam?
To get rid of that
salt.
Bloody salt.
You don't know for sure.
Even though it can never go back into the meat.
What?
Even though it can never go back. It can never leave the salt.
Even though it can never leave the salt, but still, you don't want to eat it. You still can't eat that salt. And the salt would go into the answer is, once you stop the salting process and put in a pot of boiling water on your stove, the salt will go into the meat, and then the dot will be in the meat. While it's sitting here, the salt will go into the meat. But... when you cook it in the stove, the salt might go into the meat, and that would be a problem. Lechatchila means don't put it in a barrel without washing it first.
Right, but the case
is talking about if it fell in. Right, so therefore, and then in the case that happened, obviously, I assume in Rashi's house they didn't do this either. So the Mechaber is basically holding like Rashi. And even Rashi might have said it's pasnish to do it lechatchila, but the Mechaber just wants to make sure that we don't know what Rashi would have said. Maybe Rashi would have allowed lechatchila before we know. Right, but basically he's agreeing with Rashi 100% in Rashi's case. Because Rashi's case is a ma'isa shahaya, not a ma'isa shegiya. Okay, now, one thing that's a little unclear, that the Prima Gaon speaks out a little with the Chavos Das a little more, which is very unclear when you sort of read through Nosei Kelim and you get, maybe not necessarily the one that I put here, on the sheet, and you get different impressions, but certainly for those who've been here with Lechatchila here, and even if you haven't, it's not exactly rocket science here. The question becomes, we've explained the Svar of the Mekilim, and we've passed it.
But we haven't explained the svara of the machmirim. And if Rashi was making me two assumptions, then how many assumptions did machmirim have to make?
Two.
No. The opposite of A and B is not A or not B. There's a Latin word for that. Anyone know what it is? So let's say Tosos, right, and the other Machmirim, Smag, etc., and the Baragola quotes, who some of them are, the Mordechai in the name of the Marulas Mimitz, the Regim, and the Rivak, the Clonimus, and the Rama. Okay, Lomashet, the Tosos and the Machmirim, what would they say? They would have to say one of two things. Either they would say the Mohel. Is considered dam. Maybe they would say the mo'al that comes out after the shir malicha is still dam. Now that would be a very, very big chiddush because we seem to paskin that malicha gets out all the dam. But maybe that's how we paskin. Maybe these machmirim would be choshesh that no, whatever keeps coming out is dam. Or, probably more likely, they say that the they say just that the layer of isn't it light into the meat? That's probably the easiest way to explain the svara, that the layer of bloody dam on the surface is nivla into the meat. Lemaisa, so which of these are we choshish for? Lemaisa, it's interesting. The Prima Gadim seems to imply, and the Chavos Das says here, that there are two versions of the Achmirim. They want to say, although this is going to be a little hard, and a lot of Lumbus and Yashav, they said, the Yesh Omrim in the Mechaber, and we'll see why they say this, not for the first reason, he thinks whatever keeps coming out is Dam. So therefore, it's sitting in a pool of Dam. But the way we paskin, Ramah, right, us, we say no for sure now. What comes out after 18 minutes is not done. It's just that there's that layer of bloody salt on the surface that I'll get nibla in. Because we don't hope for any of these three excuses. We say, no, what are you talking about? It's sitting in salty liquid, and there's some dam there, and that dam will be nibla in unless it's batel b'shisha. And it probably won't be bottle b'shishim, because, you know, when the sirah first starts pooling, you know, for the first 10 minutes, it probably doesn't have shishim nega at the layer of dam near the bottom of the chaticha, and you'll be in trouble.
That's why you require klipa?
What?
That's why you require klipa?
And that's why, you know, still think, why do we only require klipa? Why not say it'll be nivla into the whole thing? But since the Ramah isn't sure, he makes up shara, says, you know, at least it's more likely it'll be nivla into the kedei klipa. I guess he's not sure about this whole svara that Kavush Katsir is nibbling to the whole piece. So he says, okay, it'll at least be nibbling to the klipa. And the Marshal would say, which the Taz and the Shach seem to be machmer for, that'll be nibbling to the whole piece. So that's how we paskin. We paskin that we accept the first premise of Rashi. We just deny the second premise of Rashi, which sort of sounds like the Tosfos also. That Taka, we accept the fact that all the dam came out in 18 minutes. What comes out afterwards is not dam. However, there's still dam on the surface in that. Bloody dam on the bloody salt on the surface, and that will be nibbla back into the meat. Because the taka is, I mean, looks like it's sitting in a salty liquid. That's what the Ramah says. And so the Ramah says, Vahachi nog, let's continue a little Ramah, and this is our minag. The davka mashamuna batochatsir, vamashachotzlatsir, vaklishanapavos. Sorry. And of course, in this case, unlike in the two sifim ago, in this case, if you salt it, right, and then you put in a kli she'eino menukav, will the whole thing be usher, or only what's soaking in the tzir? What does the Ramah say? In our case, only what's under the tzir. Why? Because what was the reason in Yudkes the Ramah asked the top half? The dam appears from Makom Makom and had no place to go. But over here, all the dam went out already. Right, all the dam went out in the first 18 minutes. The only thing that's under here is because the dam that's stuck on the surface goes back in. But that only goes to what's below the the kvisha level, it doesn't extend to what's above the level of the kvisha. And our ma'ad, my kvisha, novel but also at seer, usher, and the kli that this seer is in is also usher, because there's that layer of blood on the surface, which the kvisha is not only mavliya into the meat, it's mavliya into the kli as well. The chain of hayakliho leves v'yeshbo lichloch aser habasar the afla acher shir luchaso nechshev ke roteach. And here he says explicitly what the problem is. It's that af, right? Good lashon rama. Af laachar shir milichaso nechshev ke roteach. Right? Notice he doesn't say even laachar shir milichaso what comes out is not. No, but even laachar shir milichaso it's still ke roteach. It still has the salty power to make bleos. So therefore, it'll be mavliya to the clean, trape it up. It'll be mavliya to whatever part of the meat is below the tzir level and trape it up. And if it's in a milchik kli, and there's milchik dirt, milchik schmutz, it'll make everything trape because the milchik schmutz will combine with the meat to be basar v'chala. Forget about the tam. Then you have kavish b'tzir of milk and meat, and it'll make everything trape because of basar v'chala. Notice, by the way, what he doesn't say. He doesn't say if it's in a clean milchik kli, that it will make everything treif. Why not? Even if it's a clean milk kli, the milk tastes from the kli, and the meat should make basar b'chalov. What? Exactly. In milk kalem, malika doesn't get the taste out of the kli, and this is the makor of what David mentioned before, the shach we saw yesterday. Was it yesterday? Who said that even malika, if it sits for the time it takes to boil water, still won't get taste out of a kli. The best right for that is this Rama, although the Taz is very strange because he went out. The Taz seems to solve himself, and Davka here with the Ramas sounds like the Raya is he's not. I went earlier. He's Nakel. Okay, that's Ayin Shum if you are interested in pursuing that. So what does the Ramas said? Aval, but he modifies the talk a little. Imhu hefsed meruba piste gamkin soras sudas mitzvah yeshlag of lomer lach shoshi omelichol lo mechshav tzirik roteach. Bayan, Lakama, etc. What's his kula? His kula is that if it's Hefzid, Meruba, and Sorech Mitzvah, what the Rama say, Alul Mutter, although notice this is a pretty big Rebbe Keter, if it's, he doesn't say Hefzid, Meruba, or Sudas Mitzvah. He says, if it's Hefzid, Meruba, plus Sudas Mitzvah, then you can make it like Rashi. So you can make it like Rashi for Hefzid Meruba plus Sudas Mitzvah, that after 24 hours it's not Groteach anymore, because it used up all its power, or because it got diluted by the gravy, Ayin Shum, if you want to know which of those it is, the Taz from Zion, we're not going to go into now. That's the Tzak of the Ramah. Now the Mechaber continues a little. The Mechavers continue, Lefi Devarav of who? Lefi Devarav of the Oser. According to the Mandar was Oser, which, if you remember, the Mechavers is Rosh for Lechachila. So Lefi Devarav, the Mechavers continues, Afo Pisha Shah Basar Bemelach Hashir, even after the meat salted for the proper 18 minutes, yeah, Lechachila, we even say an hour, right? So even after it's salted for an hour, let's say, Asur Lechel Minu Achi Dichere Yapa Yapa, you're not allowed to eat it until you wash it off well. That's sort of a funny line, because everyone knows you're not allowed to eat until you wash it off well. That's a Gemara. You have to wash it off well. And there's a whole bunch of different pirushim what he means, but the simple pshat is that he's just segueing into what he says next. It's still usher to eat without washing off, and it's even usher to cut without washing off if you cut it with a sakin. If you cut it with a sakin, even after it sat there for an hour, it's still kiroteach, right? According to the machmirim, it's still considered kiroteach after an hour. And if it's still considered after 2 hours, after 3 hours, after 12 hours, if it's still considered kiroteach, then if you cut it with a knife, you're cutting bloody meat with a knife, and that knife becomes treif and needs hagala. So the knife was used kiroteach for dam. Okay, we won't get the shot.
And the knife's not going to get the blood into the meat.
But apparently the knife is not going to get the blood into the meat. Why is the knife? In other words, the knife is not going to trace up the meat
why is a knife not going to trace up the meat? You'll say, Dukur Zakina. So the answer probably is because the Dukur Zakina is no worse than salting, and salting doesn't get blood into meat, it gets blood out of the meat. So even if the Dukur Zakina might be coarse, which might cause the blood to want to go into the meat, but still, since it's in the middle of salting, salting gets blood out of meat, and the blood will come out. The Ramah says, however, now again, the what would the Mechaber actually paskin about cutting it with a knife after it sat for an hour before you washed it? If you were the Mechaber, what would you paskin there for? You would say, if it sat for an hour and you haven't washed it yet, what's the din according to the Mechaber? What's the din? Here's Lefi Devarim, according to the Machmir, but what would the Mechaber say? If you're the Mechaber, what are you going to paskin? What are you going to paskin about the knife?
What's that?
It's mutter to cut with the knife before you wash it?
It's
exactly. Remember, the Mechaber says, L'chachila, we're chosheish v'toso. So l'chachila, I assume it's still karoteach. And don't cut it with the knife until you wash it off. But if you cut it with the knife's fine. That's what the Mechaber would paskin. So we would expect the Mechaber to say, L'chadchila, don't cut it with the knife until you wash it off. I mean, the Mechaber would say, L'chadchila, don't do anything until the Hazar Chachrona. Because it's still Kerotech. Don't put in a cliche in a Manuka. Don't cut it with a knife. Don't do anything until you do Hazar Chachrona. But B'di'evet, everything's fine. And what would you expect the Rambam to say? That B'di'evet, the knife is straight. So what does the Rambam say? And the Ramah surprisingly says, even l'chadchila you can cut it with a knife. After it sat for an hour of shir malicha. Why? Now, this is going to be a very confusing line. De'ein malicha l'kelem, because malicha won't get the taste into the knife. And that's it. It's mutter l'chadchila. Now, what is this? Does this make sense to us? Because what's the rule of ein malicha l'kelem mean? Means malicha doesn't get the taste out of a kli, it does get taste into a kli. So the shach, the taz, and all the nosa kelim explain the malicha kelim. The shach that's gotten peches says it very nicely. Kilomar, he doesn't really mean malicha kelim. What he means is the hadam mishrik sharik ve'inu nivla b'sakin. Since dam is slippery, it will not be absorbed into the knife. Now, you have to add a little here. Does the Shach himself add a little? 1 second. Just in yet. For sure, there is malicha for a kli. There definitely is malicha for it to get time into a kli normal cases. But in this case, there's no malicha, meaning malicha doesn't have the power to get a slippery substance into a kli. And even though... Didn't we say earlier that if you salt in a kli she'ena manuka, the malicha will trape up the kli, or even a kli manuka, where ma'achre l'chadchila, that'll trape up the kli? So the Achronim explained it. No. Malicha, you have to add one more condition. Malicha can't get taste into a kli if the taste is coming from a slippery substance like dam, and the kli is just cutting it for a second, and it's not sitting there. If it was sitting with the knife for a long time, then echanami takam malicha would get into the kli. It sits. Number one, it's just malicha. And we know malicha is less powerful by kelim, even though it usually gets tam in. And it's dam mishrik sharik. The tam is coming from a slippery substance that's not easily absorbable. And you're just cutting with a knife. It's not sitting on the knife. Therefore, the knife is just moving through. It's not like have a real chance to sit there and penetrate the knife, even though there's no sakina that doesn't matter here. Therefore, malicha won't get the taste into a knife. Seems like a very local rule. But that's the rule of the Ramah. That's the Ramah's Nesura, that malicha can't get, but again, malicha can get taste into a kli. Just means malicha can't get the taste of a mishrik shark, of a slippery substance, into a kli that's just cutting through the meat. Okay. That's what we paskin. We paskin, you're actually allowed to cut it with a knife. We're Ashkenazim. You're allowed to cut it with a knife within, and as long as it already sat for an hour, you're allowed to cut it with a knife. Aval, he said, but of course you need hadacha for the knife afterwards, because the knife will still have some blood on it. You just need to wash it off.
only itza b'karka nisyabsha alav hatzir, or only the itza if you let the brine dry in it. I think we quoted this in Simon Tzadi Aleph or Tzadi Dal, wherever we saw it from the Darkei Tshuva there or something, but this is the mocker. Remember he said once, if you cut something with a knife and you clean it right away, then you could just wash it, but if you let it get dried on, then it needs to eat. So that's the mocker here. The Rama says it's a general rule, we assume, not a special rule here, that if a knife gets dirty, you wash it, but if it dries on, then you need meat. And even cutting meat, if we just said malicha, can't get dam into a knife, right? Very restricted local rule. Malicha can't get the taste of dam into a knife. Then what do you mean after an hour? Even within the 18 minutes, within the hour, even within the 18 minutes, me'ikra din, you should be allowed to cut with a knife. Because malicha can't get the taste into the knife. So this is the ataka. Even within the 18 minutes, there's no iser beside the knife to cut with a knife. It doesn't matter how long it's been sold. Over 1 minute, 2 minutes, 18 minutes, an hour, 3 hours. It never, malicha will never get the dam into a knife. Ah, so why don't we cut it with a knife within the shir malicha? Eli said, "Mishum sheyete dam be'en ala basar." The imma. But why can't you cut it within the shir malicha? Within the shir malicha, the reason you can't cut it is because remember, anytime you cut meat, what do you have to do again? The hadaka rishona, right? Remember to do a hadaka rishona, then you cut it, you have to do a new hadaka rishona in the cut. So the reason you can't cut the meat within the hour is because you need a new hadaka rishona. If you want to be a triyach yourself to cut it and do a new adach rishona and continue the salting where you left off, you could. But it's obviously silly to cut the meat within the shir malicha because you need a new adach rishona. That's what he's saying here. Because yetzidam enel basar, you cut in the middle, there'll be some blood on the surface. That new surface is created with blood, and you need to wash it again if you want to. Fine. But bottom line is, let's pause it for a second. The mechaber thinks that cutting with the knife within the shir malicha is terrible. It's malich groteach. And even after the shir malicha, depends on the machlokas. So we should be machar lechachila. The Rama says, no way. There's a special rule. Ein malicha lekelim. Salt, even though it can get taste into a knife, can't get dam into a knife because mishra sharik. And the Taz says, oh, salt gets dam into the plate. But the Nekudas HaKesef says, as I mentioned, that no, because it's not sitting on there. It's just cutting it with the knife. So salt can't get slippery dam into a knife that's not sitting there with the meat, that just passing through the meat and not being part of the whole process. Therefore, you can cut it with a knife at any time of the process because it can't trafe up the knife. You just need hadacha, or if you're foolish enough to let it dry in the itza. The only reason most people don't want to cut it with a knife in the first hour is because then you'd create a new surface, a new bloody surface. You'd need to do a new hadacha kamaisa, and it would be a big pain. But theoretically, you could. That's the Rambam. Yeah.
When you do hadacha kamaisa, would you have to then start the malicha from the beginning of the hour, or you could do it different
ways? Would you have to do another hour, or would you just have to restart the clock? That's a good question. I don't remember, but I think we'll get to it. Okay, the machaber just ends. Uchsharots and lasos basam liach leskai. What if you want to salt, again, we don't really do this much anymore, but in the old days, before refrigeration and vacuum packing, and if you wanted to take meat with you on the road, you had to salt until it was totally dehydrated so that it would be preserved, so that it wouldn't spoil. So if you want to make basar malich liskayin, you want to preserve meat by totally dehydrating it, by salting it for a long, long, long time, then what do you have to do? La'achar shashah b'milcho b'klimanuka k'shir ha'roi. After it sits for the proper shir malicha in a kli menuka, then you want to salt it more. So what's the problem? If you keep salting it, let's say you want to salt it for 2 days till it gets all dried out. The problem is if you keep salting it, eventually it will run out of liquid to expel. And when it runs out of liquid to expel, it will start reabsorbing. This is a rule we haven't seen yet. Anyone know this rule? I did the target lemithla lo bali. As long as it's busy expelling liquid, it doesn't absorb. But if you want to salt it for 2 days, eventually it'll get dry and It will stop expelling liquid, and it will start reabsorbing that layer of dam that's on it. Because remember, lechatchila, we're choshesh, the Rama says even b'dieved, but we're choshesh that it's kiroteach even after the shir melicha. So it's going to be kiroteach for days, it'll be kiroteach. And eventually it'll start reabsorbing that layer of blood on it. So what do you have to do? Madichnos yachi yafa. You should take it after an hour and wash it well. Ve'acharka cholzun molzun, and then resalt it. Now halachically the story of dam is over. Now you just resalt it for preservation purposes. Kadesh is kayim va'fil klisha ina menukah. Once you washed it, of course you can resalt it even in klisha ina menukah. Va'filu fisvarzo imrotzun loch lechol sleib lo adacha oseh. But even according to those machmir shita, if you wanted to take it after salting and roast and broil it without washing, you could. And even though there's be'en blood on the surface, no problem to broil it. Why? Because there's a rule called Nura Mishav Shoyev, which we'll see, that fire draws blood towards it. Because the fire will draw all the blood away. And will prevent the salt from absorbing any more blood. We'll just take all the blood and cause it to go into the fire. This is only if you salt it and then put it right to broiling. And Ayin says that we'll get back to this issue, which we will, but at least the Mechaber says, if you want to salt it for an hour and then put it on the grill right away, you can, because the salt will take away all that dam. But if you salted it for a long time, and now that dam is heavily absorbed in the salt, then you have to wash off that salt before you broil it, because it could be the broiling won't remove all that dam.
One cooks an unsalted piece of meat. Can you roast it afterwards?
No.
So then why over here do we say that if it's salted, you can just leave the salt on and just roast it afterwards without washing it off?
Because if you cook it, the blood gets absorbed back inside. If you salted it, the blood's
coming back in if you're just leaving it there, isn't it?
Now I understand. I understand. No, what he means by filo sfarzu is not if you leave for many, many days and then broil it. Although even in that case at night. But pashas, what he means in this case, if you leave it for, how long exactly would he say? I hear what you're saying. Yeah, so I think what the Mechaber is trying to say is that if you salt it for up to an hour, then you can lechachila put it on the barbecue and broil it. If it's more than an hour, but let's say less than a day or 12 hours or whatever we'll say, then you have to wash it off. But he might admit that if you do it like to preserve it, like you leave the salt on until it's for 2 or 3 days, until it becomes treif according to the Svar of the Machmir, and then taka would be treif even. Okay, any other questions on the sif? The rest of the siman is pretty straightforward. But makam she'ein chafal, makam she'ein amelach matzoi, in if you live in a country without salt, then of course you can broil your meat instead. But let's say you want cooked meat. You want cholent meat. So then no problem. Yitzlo abasar she yozov kol domo v'charkach v'shleyu. You can, just like you can salt it and then cook it, you can broil it and then cook it. Just broil it till all the dam comes out. So what he's saying is broiling also gets all the dam out. Just like salting, broil it till all the dam comes out and then you're allowed to cook it. So if you live in a country without salt, which we don't really have nowadays, but if you're like stuck, I don't know, on a desert island without salt, you can just broil it if you want and then cook it if you decide you like cooked meat better than broiled meat. How long do you have to broil it till all the dam comes out? Not exactly clear. The Nosekilim here discussed this. The Taz brings down a machlokas, whether that means kamachal ben drusai or mevushal kol tzarko. Halacha lemaisa, we have a minhag. The marshal says machlokas rishonim, whether you need to
or kol sarko. We pass in kol sarko, but the minug is that just to be on the safe side, to avoid confusion, we broil it until it gets dried on the outside. That's the Taz quote. Since not everyone's an expert, we broil it until it gets a little dry on the outside. Anyone know what the word for that is in English? When does it get dry on the outside? Is that like well done? I don't know. When does it get dry on the outside? Well, if you're ever doing it, you look. You broil it until it gets dry on the outside, and then you're allowed to cook it, because that way you don't leave any room for error. But it's important to point out, this minhag that you have to broil meat, not just machlokes b'shtayim, not just kol sarko, but you have to broil it until it gets a little dry on the outside. That's only if you're then if you want to cook it afterwards. Then we have this chumrah if you're going to cook it afterwards. But if you're not going to cook it afterwards, then we're not so machmir, and you don't have to broil it till it gets, you know. I mean, it probably doesn't taste good at that point. So if you're going to cook it, no. I mean, it's probably just good for cooking. But we don't say stam if you decide to broil meat without salting. You have to broil it this much. It's only if you want to broil it and then cook it. Then you have to make sure to get rid of every last drop of dam. Then the minhag is to broil it until it gets dry on the outside. That could apply, I guess, for us for liver, right? Most people, liver, we know can't be salted. We'll see that. You have to broil it. So most people broil the liver and don't ever cook it. But lo yitzu, you wanted to broil the liver and then cook it. So you'd have to be makbid to broil it, not just till it's 100,000,000% done, or not just till it's 100% done, rather, but until it gets dried on the outside.
What about maliklet tzli? Don't we have to salt even when we're doing
tzli? We do. We Ashkenazim do, but the Mechaber never heard of that, so Ashkenazim just have to add it in whenever we mention tzli. You know.
Back to the last level. What's the meat reabsorbent after it's all after shiur malichah?
So that depends, like, which of these two pshatim you have. At least the Achronim assumes the Yishom or the Mechaber, although it's not really so proven, assumes it reabsorbs the tzir that comes out, which is still considered dam. Simplest pshat is probably like the Ramah. You know, again, the shach to take that approach, is that it's reabsorbing the layer of dam that's on the surface.
Yeah, it's tossing out all those layers.
Yeah, exactly. Toss out A, B, and C. Right, I guess by the correlative of what we mentioned earlier, Rashi holds A or B or C, you toss all of them out.
Okay.
Cold sarco is medium. Rope and other. Yeah.
I think so. If people do cook their liver, so when you buy liver in the store, do you assume that the liver was done?
So, even when I was a kid, all liver in the store was raw. It was totally chazer treif until you broiled it. Nowadays, people every decade people get lazier. So, you know, in the old days, no meat was salted. Then all meat was salted, but they still sold the liver raw. I think nowadays most butcher shops sell liver that's pre-broiled even. But you have to, and many of them do at least, but you have to ask. If the liver's pre-broiled, then they broiled it until the proper shear, it's yavish miyachot, so you can do whatever you want with it. But if the liver's not broiled yet, then you better broil it before you do anything with it.
Well,
it's so let's assume they do with the proper shear. I hear what you're saying. They probably do. I don't know. That's an interesting question. You have to ask the mashgichim at the butcher shops. I don't know what most butcher shops sell liver broiled for you. Yeah.
Well, here, you get both.
So there you go. They broil it first. Yeah. Okay. How about when you buy the Empire chickens? They come with a liver inside. Does that still have a little wrapper that says, "Please do not cook this for cooling"? Or they don't even do that anymore? Okay. Who knew? All right, but I've definitely seen some places they get chickens and you open it up and there's a liver inside in a little plastic wrapper that says, "Stop, warning. You know, v'chuli, this is the liver. You have to broil it before you eat it." But then people just like cook the whole chicken whole and then open it up and find that inside. And it's a little problem. Okay, but we'll deal with that in the Shulchan Aruch in 2 days. Okay, we're both set. Yeah. Actually, I have a worse story.